Yes, and the devil. Oh, and I don't feel none. gonna take over the gun. Some say it's well, some say it's you. When you come to this place, I know just what to do. Yes, I'm the devil. Oh, and I don't fear none. I say, yeah, I am the devil. I'm gonna take those I become.
His mama drove him to school. He always made good grades. Horn rims held together by two band-aids. He had a pocket protector where he kept his ink pens. High water pants, no girlfriends. Pale as a body laying on a slab. He spent his prom night in a computer lab. He's the greasy-haired geek that the girls despise. So he won't be happy till we're all computerized. They say that the devil was into heavy metal, naked women laying round the pool. But the preacher was wrong. The devil was a nerd in high school. The devil was a nerd in high school. That probably ain't news to you. He oozed up from hell on the tree of knowledge with glasses and a big IQ. He made a 1600 on the SAT. He would have made a 4-0 but got a D in PE. He was a nerd in high school, and his mama named him Bill. Saying dollar bill, straight from the gates of hell. And greasy hair, the days of the week on his underwear. He couldn't even get a date in the underworld. He throws a baseball like a girl. Still ain't lost his virginity yet, but he's the prince of darkness and the teacher's pet. He's got 3 6s behind his ears and an email female he genetically engineered. Say that the devil was into heavy metal, naked women laying round the pool. But the preacher was wrong. The devil was a nerd in high school. The devil was a nerd in high school. That probably ain't news to you. He oozed up from hell on the tree of knowledge with glasses and a big IQ. He made a 1600 on the SAT. He would have made a 4-0 but got a D in PE. He was a nerd in high school, and he's gonna wind up a freckle-faced, greasy-haired Microsoft zillionaire.
Cast its spell. Legends tell of those who dared to face the devil. Take care, she's there.
Well,
oh, she's the devil's own. I, a busy man, went for a stroll, had a lot to do that day. In a sporty car to see the town, decided to see a play. A slinky redhead made a bow, what curves when she did dance. Closer, closer, then somehow I fell into a trance. Saw eyes that took me to Hades, as she danced I went along. It seemed like a nightmare, I saw Satan cruel and debonair. This slinky creature I did fight, 'neath a hissing lake of fire. Her tentacles circled, my spirit sank, and we sank down to Hades. Took me to Hades, as she danced I went along. It seemed like a nightmare, I saw Satan cruel and debonair. This slinky creature I did fight, 'neath a hissing lake of fire. Her tentacles circled, my spirit sank, and we sank down to Hades.
Saturday, Satan, Sunday, Saint, fooling your neighbor, that's what you think. Reading the good book, singing the hymns. Come Monday morning and it's back to a life of sin. Oh, Brother Brown, all week he's to you. Tells everyone it's big business to you. The deacon walks by, a dollar hits the plate. Trying to buy himself a ticket to the pearly gate. Old Sister Rose, on the very first row, been a-sitting right there 20 years or so. Never hears a word when the preacher speaks. Too busy talking about the bad girl down the street. Saturday, Satan, Sunday, Saint, fooling your neighbor, that's what you think. Reading the good book, singing the hymns. Come Monday morning and it's back to a life of sin. This little song holds good advice, though some people may think it ain't too nice. Well, if you're one who's wearing the shoe, Well, there's somebody watching, and he ain't nobody's fool. Saturday, Satan. Sunday, Saint. Fooling your neighbor, that's what you think. Reading the good book, singing the hymns. Come Monday morning and it's back to a life of sin. Come Monday morning and it's back to a life of sin.
We saw a sign, welcome Satan place, when we moved to town that day. And rows of little white homes that looked like castles all along the way. But after living there a while, we found it wasn't what we thought at all. They had a private little scandal going on behind each castle wall. There was a town council meeting on the day the story came to pass. Someone said, Miss Brown, we think your little girl is living way too fast. She's been dating older boys and staying out much later than she should. And there's been quite a lot of talk about it going round the neighborhood. Well, Mrs. Brown said, since you brought it up, I think I'll tell you what I saw. The day your daughter Ellie and the judge's son went swimming in the raw. Is that supposed to be a part of what you call learning social grace? 'Cause if it is, I think your people are in trouble here in Satan Place. I heard your neighbor's daughter Betty spent the summer in another town. They say she gained a lot of weight before she left, but now she's trimmed back down. And now I wonder why the banker's son won't even look her in the face. We used to see them both together everywhere they went in Satan Place. Just last week they didn't charge drunk driving even though she couldn't hardly speak. I hear she brags about the way her daddy gets free liquor by the case. From all his bootlegging friends that make a killing here in Satan Place. When Mrs. Brown had finished talking, no one dared to make a single sound. Until the chairman of the meeting wrapped his gavel and looked around. And as his eyes swept across the room at guilty looks on every face, he said, that wraps up this meeting of the Council of Satan Place. That wraps up this meeting of the Council of Satan Place.
All right, let's start the wedding. Ring the bell. All right, who's the wise guy got the bell? You, Henry?
Not me.
You, Harry?
Not I.
You, Bernardo?
I don't got the bell.
Somebody pass for the wedding bell. Somebody pass for the wedding bell. Somebody pass for the wedding bell. And no one can get married.
Who got the ding dong? Who got the bell? Who got the ding dong? Who got the bell?
Somebody know, but nobody tell. Somebody pass for the wedding bell. Ah, Bernardo, you sound the bell. It's the night, play the bell. Not a bell, that's a piccolo. Ah, that's a bell. Now let's limbo.
pass for the limbo fool. Somebody pass for the limbo fool. Somebody pass for the limbo fool. So we can dance the limbo.
Who got the limbo? Who got the pole? Who got the limbo? Who got the pole?
Somebody stole, but nobody told. Somebody passed for the limbo fool.
La 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 la.
Ah, Bernardo, he's found the pole. The bell. What again? Henry?
Not me.
Harry?
Not I.
Bernardo.
I don't have the bell.
Somebody passed for the wedding bell. Somebody passed for the wedding bell. Somebody passed for the wedding bell. And no one can get married.
Who got the ding dong? Who got the bell? Who got the ding dong? Who got the bell?
Somebody know, but nobody tell. Somebody passed for the wedding. You wise guys, fool around with the ding-dong and the pole and the whole thing. If you don't cut it out, you know what I'm gonna do? You know what I'm gonna do? You know
what?
I'm gonna stop the wedding.
There's a curl up on your lips each time I mention fishing trips, and I can tell. You think it's just some weak excuse that I'm just anxious to get loose and raise a little. Well, baby, I'm a normal man. My head is sticking in the sand, and though I'm so inclined look a bit and think a bit, your loving gets that evil off my mind. I've been around, I've seen those pretty girls on every corner of each street. They turn my head but not my heart, they're never quite as pretty or as sweet. Now I'll admit that I was seen with a Playboy magazine. The articles are fine. And though it made me think a bit, your loving gets that evil off my mind. Yes, Susan Hayward turns me on and has supplied me with a dream or two. But baby, that ain't nothing when I think of what that John Wayne does for you. We'd both be fools to think that we are all the catfish in the sea. They swim by all the time. But I'm all yours and you're all mine, and that's what keeps the evil off my mind. Yes, I'm all yours and you're all mine, and that's what keeps the evil off my mind.
High school bully, bully in the high school, saying things and doing things to harm other people. Everybody feeling so nervous around the bully. What is the bully gonna do? Oh! High school bully is a sad, sad person taking out all the sadness on the other people. Stay away from the bad, bad bully. The bully's gonna get you and make you feel bad.
Bully, bully, high school bully, 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 bully in the high school bully, bully, high school bully, bully. Bully, bully in the high school.
High school bully doing lots of bully stuff, making people feel sad. High school bully saying lots of mean things, making people feel sad. Oh, high school bully, why you gotta be so mean to all the people in the school? You are ruining their day. You're so sad in your little bully heart, and you take it out on everyone who comes by you.
Bully, bully, high school bully, 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 bully in the high school, bully,
bully, high school bully, 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 bully in the high school. High school bully, you gotta go figure out a better way to deal with your feelings. It might make you feel better to make others feel worse, but in the long run that will get you nowhere. You are a bully and everyone's afraid of you. Nobody likes you and you make people miserable. Quit being a bully all the time, be a nice person. Okay, okay, high school bully.
I'm leaving here, leaving here. Little girl, I feel I'm bound to go, bound to go. Go down that lonesome road, down that lonesome road, down that lonesome road by myself. You're so evil, 'cause you're so evil. That's why I'm leaving you alone. You got the devil in you, woman. You got the devil in you, woman. Someday it's gonna be the death of you. It's gonna be the death of you. I'm gonna get my 44. Get my 44. Shoot a few holes in you. I'll put you 6 feet under, put you 6 feet under, put you 6 feet under the ground, 6 feet under the ground. And woman, I'll shed no tears, woman, I'll shed no tears. I go away with a smile on my face. Go away with a smile on my face. You got what you're due, woman. You got what you're due. I'll be glad I won't see you anymore.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome once again to the Bit Slap. Talking to you tonight from the precipice of what was and what will be. Sounds kind of ominous, don't you think? Well, yeah, tonight we're dealing with evil. You know which evil I'm talking about. We'll get to him in a few minutes. First of all, let me go through the playlist here and we'll give you some details on what's coming up. We started out with something from a group called Astaroth from 1975, and that was Satanus Spiritus. You heard it. You can tell me what it says. I don't know. Mississippi Sheiks after that. I am the devil. The devil was a nerd in high school. I think we all suspected as much. That was Tim Wilson, the late Tim Wilson. Hillbilly Hellfire, The Devil's Fiddle. Where have I heard that story before? Marcel Bontempi, Race with the Devil, Deal with the Devil, was the Voodoo Rhythm Shakers. Rod and Terry and the old MSR Singers, a poem by Ruth Tarshala, Ruth Tarshala, and set to music that was The Devil's Daughter. And then let's see, Bobby Lynn, The Devil Dance, Ernest Tubb, Saturday Satan, Sunday Saint. Where have we heard that one before? We see it every day in front of us. And then Jeannie C. Riley, Kind of a follow-up to Harper Valley PTA. That was Satan Place. Remember that? Yeah. Somebody's Bad Stole the Wedding Bell. Chubby Checker, that was. I thought I'd throw that in. What the hell? Let's see. Burl Ives, Evil Off My Mind. The Very Nice Interesting Singer Man, a guy named Matt Farley from Danvers, Mass. Written about 25,000 tunes. That was that one called High School Bully. Mm-hmm. And then Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac, featuring a tune by Jeremy Spencer, You're So Evil. And that's the subject of tonight's show. And like I said, we'll get to him in just a minute. I want to point out that at the end of the show, we have an exorcism segment. It's a genuine, as far as I can tell, kind of genuine exorcism that we can maybe put to our use if enough people download it and listen to it and play it at the proper time. We'll get into that in a few minutes. But right now, you know it. I got a word from my sponsor.
Have you or a loved one been injured in a fight? Has someone else's face gotten in the way of your foot or flying elbow? Did the barbed wire in your last cage match lead to the heartbreak of hepatitis? I'm Saul Goodman. Whether it's your body or just your feelings that have been hurt, tag me in and I'll fight for you.
I slipped on my opponent's blood and fell out of the ring. As a result, I missed two fights. That's two guys I didn't send to the hospital. Saul Goodman got me the money I deserved.
He's a real fighter, and I'm a real fighter too. But don't take my word for it. Just ask this guy.
Yeah, I got a black eye in the ring. But what really hurt was a sports writer who called me fat, lazy, and said I had a glass jaw, and I don't.
People can't lie about you, especially in the press. Reporters, bloggers, tweeters, even family members who talk too loud at parties. Put me in the legal ring, and I'll fight for you to make them pay. I'm Saul Goodman, and I'll fight for you.
So you better call Saul, or else...
What chance did I have? If you're looking for trouble, you're in the right place. Don't look at me like that, or I'll headbutt your face. I'm a mean motherfucker, I was born that way. And just because I wear a skirt, don't think I'm fucking gay, 'cause I'm an evil Scotsman. And Jimmy is my name. I'm a sheep shagger from Aberdeen, and causing pain is my game. Now if you're a woman, married or not, I'll take all your kit off and I'll dive in your knot. I'll take your legs and spread them wide, and then I'll put a wetsuit on and shag you from inside. I'm an evil Scotsman, and my name is Jock. And the girls are all gagging for a portion of my 10-inch cock. Everybody! My name is Jock. I've got one hand in my pocket and I'm playing with my 10-inch cock. I don't care where you come from, if you're big or you're small. I fought the best and I beat them all. If you're English or Irish, you won't have to die. But if you are a German, you can kiss your ass goodbye. I'm an evil Scotsman, and Jock is my name. If you don't like the rules, don't play the fucking game. Yes, I'm an evil Scotsman, my name is Jock, and the girls are just dying for a portion of my 10-inch cock. Oh yeah, fuck 'em, wankers. No bends. Thank you.
I'm Buck Rap Battles of Crystal. Jack the Ripper. Fortune. Hannibal Lecter. Bigger.
Oi, mate. Pass the liquor. It's Jack the Ripper. Jack the Rapper. Following you way before the dawn of Twitter. I'm a human trigger warning through the night until the morning. When the light shines upon my crimes, you find it sick of pulling an infamous, notorious delinquent. This little more gory a thing than living in Victorian England. This is horrorcore. Beware if you're a common whore, or at late night you may find me knocking on your door. Not keen to leave until I'm knee deep in blood and gore. You're grieving family on their knees, we've been scrubbing floors. If the police need a lead, they know what they're looking for. My raps are like the way I eat my meat, bloody raw.
Yeah, you're a classic, a megalomania. You haven't mentioned me once in your entire battle rap. Pity your verse wasn't worth a trip in the jacket. Quit jacking off in the track and put the lotion in the basket. And catch what the illa serial killer can deliver. Rhymes finer than the candy I would bear with your liver. Such a start of your putrid flesh makes me wanna shiver. 'Cause your British body's covered in more piss than kitty litter. You stabbed women when they wouldn't give you attention, like a Penny Dreadful version of O.J. Simpson. But these days your nickname is all that's even known, and you didn't even come up with that shit on your own.
I'm real. You'll find me making vacancies in brothels, while you only exist inside the pages of a novel. You were kept for ages in the hovel, contained within a cage behind a locked door. Well, I never got caught. So who's the superior serial killer, Dr. Lecter? I'm still wanted, you're forgotten. People these days are watching Dexter. So God protect you from the hell I spread upon us.
Mark, you are doing fine.
Before your ham-fisted attempt at a terrorist line.
How typical of Jack the Ripper to chase a headline.
Pick Ray Liotta's brain.
Ask him how I get mine.
I'm the boom wave of violence. A licensed psychiatrist. 2 times in higher society. To the sound of violin.
Don't get me wrong. I broke both your balls and my hibachi.
But for a serial killer, you're as tasteless as a bowl of kashi.
You pray at a prostitute. You play with her body. I don't mind that you're naughty, Jack. I hate that you're floppy.
Barney, take me back to solitary confinement.
Cause this dirty little lamb has just been silenced.
Oh, war! Who's there? You decide! Ah! The Grand Finals of Victory!
Hello, America. This is your Uncle Sam, and I want you to download The Ballad of Donnie T from your favorite music source. Then play it loud for your liberal friends.
Way up in New York City from a place called Queens came a smooth operator named Donnie T. Made a ton of money selling real estate, feeding politicians all along the way. The next thing you know, old Don's a billionaire, giving helicopter rides at the Iowa State Fair. He caused a sensation everywhere he went. Friends said, Donnie, you should run for president. He fired lots of people on his TV show. Now he wants to tell Obama that it's time to go. His kinfolk said if he ran, then he would win. So he loaded up the limousine and let the fun begin. He's not a politician, he's a businessman. That's why the whole country's turning into Donnie fans. Heads love to hate, stealing all the thunder from the GOP debate. He calls it like he sees it and he don't apologize. So if you're easily offended, you have to realize he's incorrect politically, but he don't give a damn. It's why the whole country's turning into Donnie fans. Texas, he said, I'll build a wall. I'll kick out anchor babies and their illegal malls. Start taking back the giveaways and bringing home the jobs. Negotiate from power sitting on some big brass balls. So come on, all you pundits, go right ahead and squawk. Even when he's bad, he's still better than Barack. He's not a politician, he's a businessman. That's why the whole country's turning into Donnie fans. He's the kind of guy talking heads love to hate, stealing all the thunder from the GOP debate. He calls it like he sees it and he don't apologize. So if you're easily offended, you have to realize he's incorrect politically, but he don't give a damn. He's not a politician, he's a businessman. He can show us all how he can win again. That's why everybody's turning into a Donnie fan. He's incorrect politically, but he don't give a damn. It's why the whole country's turning into Donnie fan.
So the plans to make America great again, to get those sleeves rolled up, to kick some foreign butt, for steps to drain the swamp, the Donald leading the stomp. USA, USA, USA. Well, the facts are the facts, unless the fake facts. But the truth of the matter is that Donald John Trump was born in New York, dropped by the stork, where the newswire is humming with the news of his coming. You better believe it, folks, you gotta concede it. Trump's no deceiver, folks, he's just what we need here, folks. He gives the USA a leg up, up and away. But surely times like this best to confirm the essentials. Kick the tires, lift the hood, folks need more than potentials. Got a firmer credentials, cause the last guy's presidentials had lasting consequentials. Believe it, believe it was Trump who called the press on their lying game. Liar, liar, pants on fire, he's held feet to flame. Without Trump, we'd be clueless on the degree of their shame and where to aim. A flamethrowers. Better believe it, folks, you gotta concede it, folks. Trump's no deceiver, folks, he's just what we need here, folks. He gives the USA a leg up, up and away. Let's do some digging, get down, get dirty like under the surface. What's his purpose? He seems a type. Some of his people right at home in the Third Reich. No sense going there, that's so square like undergarments. Best to leave alone, can't condone his choice of varmints. Draining swamps has worked like A-class jerks behind the Oval Office front door. Press conference, hear them roar. Agent Orange knows the score. Believe it, believe it. Believe it, folks, you gotta concede it, folks. Trump's no deceiver, folks, he's just what we need here, folks. He gives the USA a leg up, up and away. White House closed door in a circle dance floor. Theme song never wrong, on a roll, grassy knoll. Deal maker, bone shaker, no quitter on Twitter. Handshake, good for some, others he's a shy away from Obamacare. What a joke, a double D disaster, folks. No way to Donald's broken smoke, believe it. Education down the drain, military up the chain. Clean coal, whack-a-mole, miners' heads back down that hole. Believe it, folks, you gotta concede it, folks. Trump's no deceiver, folks, he's just what we need here, folks. He gives the USA a leg up, up and away. So the plans to make America great again, to get those sleeves rolled up, to kick some foreign butt. Good thing he's got the skills and a whole lot more. He owns a doomsday clock and knows his locker room talk. The only question here about the illegals and the Muslims and the Mexican rapists, and there's no love for papists. Exactly when was America great, folks? Just asking, I'm asking. Believe it, believe it. You better believe it, folks. You gotta concede it, folks. Trump's no deceiver, folks. He's just what we need here, folks. He gives the USA a leg up, up and away. Yep. Better believe it, folks. You gotta concede it, folks. Trump's no deceiver, folks. He's just what we need here, folks. He gives the USA a leg up, up and away. You gotta believe it. You gotta concede it, folks. Trump's no deceiver, folks. He gives the USA a leg up.
Bigger and better and stronger before.
His poll numbers are up.
No matter where you look, I was number one.
If nothing gets them down,
I run, I win.
Our country's had it tough.
Our country is in serious trouble.
But he's the toughest one around.
I stick up for myself.
He's not BC.
I'm sorry.
And the media's not his friend.
I don't think they like me very much.
He's saying what we all think, and he doesn't care who he offends.
I just want them to suffer.
So can't you see this country needs him more than ever, and I hope you'll agree.
You want some? You want some?
With Lady Liberty.
A truly great leader.
A true commander-in-chief.
Nobody can do that like me.
Might as well vote Trump. Go ahead and Trump. Might as well vote Trump. Go ahead and vote Trump. Now I know it's true. Our country's been in a tailspin.
People that are selling this country down the drain.
But now we know who can make it the greatest again.
We will make America great again.
Can't you see he's on a mission resurrecting the American dream?
I will bring it back.
Even the Pope will agree.
I don't think it's going to happen.
And I believe it can be.
You better believe it. President Trump.
Trump. Go ahead and Trump. President Trump.
Decide to run. You'll have the great pleasure of voting for the man that will easily go down as the greatest president in the history of the United States. Me, Donald John Trump. I will be the greatest president that God ever created. I think the big problem this country has is being politically correct. If it weren't for me, you wouldn't even be talking about illegal immigration. Me, I have no problems, you know. I love my life.
Your grapefruits are no match for my Trump Towers.
Might as well vote Trump. Go ahead and Trump. President Trump.
Trump.
Go ahead and vote Trump.
Trump.
Thank you very much. That's really nice. Thank you.
Trump.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Trump.
Let me tell you a story about a man named Donald who's the leader of the USA. When the citizens asked to see his tax returns, well, Donald told them they were MIA.
Did he show his returns? No, he hid his returns, and his tax is still unlearned. He may hide forever from the common people. He's the man who hid his returns.
Well, the people wanted answers to his cash connections to Russia and their well-to-do. And Donald said, I'd be glad to prove there's no connection, but my dog ate my W-2.
Well, did he show his returns? No, he hid his returns, and his tax is still unlearned. He may hide forever from the common people. He's the man who hid his returns.
Well, the citizens grew wary of some Russian dealings. Donald said, there ain't no link. And I was ready to show you all the proof in my taxes, but my printer ran out of ink.
Well, did he show his returns? No, he hid his returns. And his tax is still unlearned. He may hide forever from the common people. He's the man who hid his returns.
Well, the citizens asked Donald, what's with all the dodging? Is there something you're hiding from us? He said, I've nothing to hide. I'll show you my 1040s, but I think I left them on the bus.
Well, did he show his returns. No, he hid his returns, and his tax is still unlearned.
What you hide
he may hide forever from the common people. He's the man who hid his returns. 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 He's the man who hid his returns.
Well, looks like it's time for the old mailbag. Dear Mr. Goodman, according to the police, I may have murdered an elderly man. Help, Julie in Colorado. Julie, don't use the word murder and don't write it down, ever. Okay? Maybe this guy was just real old and he was about to drop dead of natural causes and you happened to be there. Okay? Do you have access to his medicine cabinet? Take a look in there. Write down the prescription drugs and the attending physicians, okay? A lot of old people are on some very strong prescription medication. Maybe we can work up a lawsuit against one of the drug companies. Talk about deep pockets. Maybe. I'm not promising anything, Julie in Colorado. You're going to walk away with some P&S, pain and suffering money. Good, right? So, when the cops grab you, keep your mouth shut, just give them name, rank, and serial number, and when you get that phone call, make it count. Better call Saul.
Better call Saul.
You better call Saul.
Arrest him.
For what?
He's dangerous.
For libel. He's a spy.
Father, that man's bad.
There's no law against that.
There is God's law.
Then God can arrest him.
While you talk, he's gone.
And go he should if he were the devil himself until he broke the law.
So, now you'd give the devil benefit of law.
Yes, what would you do? Cut a great road through the law to get after the devil?
Yes, I'd cut down every law in England to do that.
Oh? And when the last law was down and the devil turned round on you, where would you hide, Roper, the laws all being flat? This country is planted thick with laws from coast to coast, man's laws, not God's. And if you cut them down, and you're just the man to do it, do you really think you could stand upright in the winds that would blow then? Yes, I'd give the devil benefit of law for my own safety's sake.
You're a douchebag, Mr. Trump. I would smack you if I could. You said Mexicans are rapists, but perhaps a few are good, Mr. Trump. If nothing you've said so far has killed your campaign, then God knows what would.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing.
Everybody takes me very seriously.
You made fun of a disabled guy, then acted unaware. You took time out of a speech to make a stranger pull your hair. You'll say absolutely anything that keeps you in the news. Like you don't like black accountants because you'd rather stick to Jews. You gave Lindsey Graham's number out on national TV. And your hair's like cotton candy made of butterscotch and pee, Mr. Trump. The symbol of our nation tried to kill you. That's pretty clear to me. You're sort of lumpy, Mr. Trumpy. You're a prick, a dick, a putz. You retweeted fake statistics from a neo-Nazi nut, Mr. Trump. All your other facts and figures come directly from your butt.
Isn't the least racist person.
You get little bits of spittle in the corner of your mouth, and you get support from racist cretins, bigots, and the South. You'd send ISIS fleeing refugees right back into the slaughter. Once you said you'd date Ivanka if she weren't in fact your daughter. You made up that 9/11 thing, the one you won't retract. How were you the only witness to the thousands in the act? You keep standing by each random lie you pull out of your ass, like BSing through a book report, then threatening the class. So you'll ban a whole religion? Not a one, will you admit. I'd compare your tone to Hitler, but then he knew when to quit. When you frown, it's like a toddler trying hard to take a dump. You've set progress back 100 years, just getting on the stump. Yet with every vile thing you say, your numbers get a bump, Mr. Trump. You're a schmuck.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
King Trump.
started running, no one thought we'd see. People stand in line to see the Orange King.
King Trump.
How'd we get so lucky?
Donald Trump.
He's gonna save our country.
For a silver spoon, he could buy the moon. King Trump.
I'm really rich. I'll show you that in a second.
Now when he wins and China has to see him, he'll get back all our money and build a coliseum.
Name's Trump.
Hillary's a donkey.
Donald Trump.
He's my favorite honky.
Built the Taj Mahal. Now he'll build the wall. King Trump.
Golden eyebrows.
Trump.
His hair is perfect.
King Trump.
Now when I vote, now don't think I'm a nut. Don't want the same old, just want to kick some butt.
Kick butt.
He's keeping out the Muslims.
Border shut.
Everybody loves him.
Born in New York City, wife is very pretty. He was born in New York City.
His first lady has got nice boobies.
Really, they're great, they're fabulous, they're huge.
Muslims away from me. With my jingoistic worldview, I'll come following you. Fake me out with this, I'll be your newest apprentice. My sister thinks you're a trip. All my friends say get a grip. And my skull's too numb to think, waiting only for the bullshit you've been peddling. I'm ready to fake anything. Your orange face does not fade. My IQ's 88. Cast your protesters my way. I promise to go them. Hey, Mr. Tangerine Man, build a wall for me. I'm not that bright and don't know that you're not going to. Hey, Mr. Tangerine Man, keep Muslims away from me. With my jingoistic worldview, I'll come following you.
You put a gun in my hand, ooh,
try to run for the hall when the bed will at last. How much do I know to talk out of time? You may say that I'm young. You may say that I'm unlearned. But that one thing I know, though I'm younger than you, then my Jesus will never forgive what you. You're faster than the trigger, further to find. Then you sit back and watch while death counts get high. You said in your mission, while young people's blood blow out of their body, buried in the blood. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy your forgiveness? Oh, no, no.
That song stopped my heart. What about you? All right. Well, let's go over the playlist, and I'll tell you about the exorcism. All right. This has got a lot to talk about here. We started with, let's see, Paul Wilbier, the theme, Satan theme. I don't know what it was from or anything. I never saw a movie with it added in it. The Evil Scotsman from Billy Connolly. No explanation necessary. Jack the Ripper versus Hannibal Lecter. That was the Epic Rap Battles people. Dan Bull and Epic Lloyd. Okay, that's who they are. Blame them, not me. The Ballad of Donnie T was Uncle Sam and the Patriots. Yeah, sorry we had to go down this road, but I want you to see how ridiculous it is. Trump This was Kid Cajun. You already know anyway, right? Of course. A Van Halen parody. I don't know where that came from. That was, of course, called Trump, right? The Man Who Hid His Returns was the Bald Piano Guy. Let's see. A couple of clips there. We heard, Brental Floss, looks like. Whether that's the guy or whatever. Anyway, that was you're a douchebag, Mr. Trump. Mm-hmm. King Trump was Bob Rivers, and let's see, the Rocky Mountain Mike, that was Mr. Tangerine Man, and the Staple Singers, Masters of War. All right, so coming up, it's about a 12 or 13 minute exorcism thing, and what you have to do, find a way to record it or just get ready to play it. It will work best the more people that play it, at the time of the alleged inauguration, okay? So if you could do that, and it's supposed to happen around noon, do that, and also turn on your TV, all TVs in your house, and set them to a different channel that the inauguration won't be on, all right? And then that'll throw off their accounting. So you just got to wonder about, you know, they won't refund ticket money to these poor people. These are their supporters. This is how you treat your supporters? Imagine what they've got to do for the rest of us. On that note, I will bid you Godspeed, and we'll meet again next week. We'll see what we can do then, okay? Hold on to each other.
Adversari, omne fantasma, omnis legio, in nomine Domini nostri Jesu Christi, eradicare et effutare apoc plasma Tadei, gaude, ergo, et time, Satana. Inimis fidei,
hostis in Jesu,
Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, de loco Spiritus Sancto, ergo sicut frutus Iesu Christi Domini nostri, qui cum Padre, de loco Spiritus Sancto, vita regna Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum.
Entschuldigt mich!
Exi seductor!
Bedauer, ich muss euch unterbrechen!
Nun!
Falsch ist mein Wort! Ich meine heilige Teufel! Lateinisch, eine fremde Sprache! Sprechen wir über das geschlechtliche Treiben der Priester!
Nein, keineswegs!
Ist es wahr, dass sie...
Du unterbrichst eine theologische Diskussion.
Vater, helft mir.
Mein liebes Kind, ich tue, was ich kann. Entscheid im Augenblick tief, im Unterleib zu stecken. Sind da, Manureda, sie warten. Sie sollen sich fertig machen und weit das Wasser. Schwester, es werden äußerste Maßnahmen nötig sein.
Was meint ihr, Vater?
Der böse Feind aus viel Gewalt auf solcher Maus getrieben werden.
Wir müssen einen Weg aus dem Exorzismus.
Jawohl, mein Kind, es gibt einen Weg. Erst du bist Asmodeus.
Die Kirche muss mit der Zeit.
Komm, teure Schwester, es ist euer Heil. Helft ihr das
Kühl. Nein, ich hab's nicht gemacht.
Zu spät, Asmodeus.
Vater Maria, ich
sprich's mit vielen Stimmen.
Asmodeus.
Oh,
The possession of one's mind by the devil is a horrifying specter. To purge the devil from the soul of man, the power of religion is invoked to fight the demonic forces. Listen to the scourging of the devil by this exorcist.
May the power of Christ compel you. 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 May the power